Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday the 14th of November. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Fisher, Fitzroy and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, northwest Shannon, 1040, slow moving, declining, 1034 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly, backing westerly later, 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches later, good, becoming moderate or poor later, occasionally very poor later. South Utsira, northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Drizzle later, good, moderate later. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Fisher, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north. Fair, good. German Bight, north or northwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, north or northwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeasterly, veering easterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in South Plymouth, mainly fair, moderate or good. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Thundery showers, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Occasionally drizzle, fog patches in Irish Sea. Good, occasionally very poor in Irish Sea. Shannon, east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in West Faroes, perhaps gale 8 later in Faroes. Drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly, backing southwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 3. Recent drizzle, 700 metres, 1036, falling slowly. Stornoway, west by south 2, 4 miles, 1034, now rising. Lerwick, west-northwest 4. Mist, 5 miles, 1028, now falling. Wick Automatic, northwest by west 4, 7 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west 1, 9 miles, 1033, now falling. Lucas, northwest 1, more than 38 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest 2, 1033, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 3, 1032, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 3, 5 miles, 1031. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north northeast 4, 1033, falling slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 2, 14 miles, 1033, falling slowly. Channel-like vessel automatic, northeast by north 3, 1034. Silly automatic, northeast 4, 14 miles, 1035, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 1, mist 1 mile, 1035, falling slowly. Aberporth, north by west 3, fog 100 metres, 1035, falling slowly. Valley, northwest 2, 7 miles, 1035, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 4, heavy drizzle, 2 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Valencia, northeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1037, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 3, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1034, now rising. Malin Head, northwest by west 3, slight showers, 400 metres, 1036, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, northwest 4, 16 miles, 1035, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 13th of November. The general situation, high pressure centred to the west of the United Kingdom will bring settled weather conditions to most areas during the next 24 hours, although there will be a little light rain or drizzle in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northwest or west 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Drizzle at times later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southwest. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 3 or 4, backing southwest 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 2 to 4, veering north 4 or 5 for a time, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northwesterly, veering northerly for a time 3 or 4. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, veering northeasterly, 3 or 4 later, occasionally 5 later in east. Drizzle at first, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast, 2 to 4, drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast, veering east or southeast later, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first. Rain for a time in east, good, occasionally moderate in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in east, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northeast 3 to 5 until later, except in Cardigan Bay, otherwise variable 3 or less. Drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Drizzle at times with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, northwest, backing west 4 to 6, rain at times later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it from Radio 4. With the time coming up to 1 o'clock, we hand over to the World Service shortly for Business Matters. Radio 4 returns at 5:20, but for now, from all of us here at BBC Radio 4, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, it's 1 o'clock GMT. I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We are, as always, connecting those time zones. And today we're live in the United States and Hong Kong. Now, he may be the world's richest man, but the tech billionaire Elon Musk, well, he's got a new job in Donald Trump's team, heading the Department of Government Efficiency.
I think it's an excellent match. Elon is a person who is able to do seemingly impossible things.
We're going to hear from someone who knows Donald Trump and Elon Musk as well. And could rents in New York be about to become a bit cheaper?
So a year and a half ago, when I was looking for an apartment within my district, nearly every single apartment that I looked at, I would find it on my own. But the landlord, at least signing, wanted to charge me a broker fee. That's why I came up with this bill, and this impacts hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President-elect Donald Trump will have full control of the levers of government after it was confirmed that his Republican Party has retained its majority in the House of Representatives. His ally Mike Johnson will again be House Speaker, but Republican senators picked John Thune as their leader rather than Rick Scott, the man believed to be favoured by Mr. Trump. Here's Anthony Zerker.
It'll help him advance his agenda more easily. If Democrats had been in charge of the House of Representatives, Donald Trump would have had to compromise. But with Republicans in control in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, it means there's going to be a much smoother process for enacting things like finding the funds to support mass deportation and increasing U.S. tariffs on foreign goods.
Elsewhere, Mr. Trump has nominated the outspoken conservative congressman Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. In that role, he'll decide whether the federal criminal cases Mr. Trump currently faces are dropped. Tom Bateman reports.
Mr. Gaetz is seen as a divisive figure by many fellow Republicans, as contemptuous of the rule of law by Democratic opponents. He is picked to become America's chief law enforcement officer and would lead the same executive branch of government that has spent years investigating the congressman himself, a sex trafficking probe closed without charge into allegations he denied. Mr. Gaetz backed Donald Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol and voted with about 150 Republican colleagues to overturn the 2020 election result.
It's also been confirmed Mr. Trump's choice for Secretary of State is Marco Rubio, a China hawk and a strong backer of Israel with wide foreign affairs experience. The Florida senator gave this reaction.
It's a tremendous honor to the president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the secretary